You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Futter from MLB.com, here with Ken Gurnick, who covers the Dodgers for MLB.com. And as we head into the new year, Ken, let's just look, just a brief overview of the team. You know, we're getting a little close to spring training, and obviously things can change, but let's talk a little bit about the lineup. It's just been kind of an interesting, I guess, calendar year for the Dodgers. And now that we're seeing how things might shake out with Seager entering, you know, on a more regular basis, of course, Chase Utley has re-signed. Just how do you look at this lineup as it's configured right now heading into the season?
Well, there's a lot of question marks, really, to me with this lineup. As you started off by saying, you've got a rookie at shortstop. Got a 37-year-old who hit 219 or whatever it was at second base. So up the middle, you got question marks. You got Grandal coming off surgery that made him ineffective, his left shoulder. So they don't know what they're going to get there. And Justin Turner at third base is coming off microfracture knee surgery. So that's a serious situation. So you don't really know what you're getting there. In right field, you got Puig, and he missed half the season with injuries, hamstring injuries. In center field, you got Peterson, who, you know, hit about 180 in the second half. In left field, you probably got Crawford, Ethier, assuming there's no trades, maybe Van Slyke. So you can get some decent performance out of left field. And you got Adrian Gonzalez year after year. He's, you know, under the radar as far as the consistent performer, but that's the one thing they can count on out of that whole lineup. I mean, their whole lineup could go really two different ways. They could go good or bad. There's so many question marks.
Yeah, let's talk about Jock Peterson a little. He's just very interesting. As you said, he had a terrible second half. He had a great first half. He actually was an all-star. They love his defense. And obviously, when it comes to young players, you don't just give up on them if the bat doesn't come around right away. But very alarming. Kind of, you know, just like how much of a tailspin he went into. But they seem to be pretty intent on maybe being a little bit more patient, or not a little more patient, but continuing to be patient with him, trying to figure out what kind of player they really have.
Well, they say they are. You know, I think they have to be concerned about what they saw in the second half last year because he just didn't adjust. And, you know, it wouldn't shock me if they went out and got a production bat in the outfield, you know, preferably center field, but that's harder to find. But they really got very little production out of the outfield, you know, with all of these names that I mentioned, with Puig, Crawford, Ethier. You know, Ethier had a good year, but it wasn't, you know, a 100 RBI type good year. It was a pretty good year for him. And, you know, with Jock Peterson, he was en route to a tremendous year, but he totally collapsed. So, you know, you've got an outfield that I guess if they're all in their prime performing, then, you know, it's pretty good. But, you know, Carl Crawford is really past his prime. Peterson, we don't know what he can do. And Puig is the real question mark. You know, if he ever gets back to his rookie, you know, the first couple months of his rookie season, he's a superstar. But we haven't seen, you know, we've only seen glimpses of that. For the most part, it's been a disappointment.
And at second base, are we looking to see a platoon situation there?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Oh, sorry. At second base, is that a platoon situation that we should be expecting?
Well, I would think so. You know, I mean, again, if you turn back the clock 5 years, you know, Utley's an all-star and he's playing every day. But, you know, at 37, coming off the season that he just had, you know, will his body hold up? He was hurt part of last year. And, you know, speaking of health, his backup right now would seem to be Kike Hernandez. And, you know, he's coming off shoulder surgery himself. So, like I said, I mean, there's questions, you know, and once you get past Adrian Gonzalez, there's a question mark at every position, really. It doesn't mean that they're going to have trouble at every position, but I think going into the season, you know, a lot is going to have to go right. You know, for one thing, all these guys coming off surgeries, that's three players, position players that are coming off operations. So far, none of them have had a setback. Dodgers are pretty excited about that, but you know, these operations are not. They don't give you a guarantee when you walk out of the doctor's office. So, you know, these guys are going to have to come back healthy because They just don't seem to have the depth throughout the lineup to lose these players for any length of time.
Okay, always interesting. Ken, thanks very much. Happy New Year. Talk to you in January.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.